trying to bring you a story that is just unfolding.
The sooner we at least attempt to slow it down, the less damage there will be. I think we seriously jeopardize our own future.
Well, you're a walking example of the power of one, and we applaud you.
We know that 40% of the problem comes from our power plant. We know that a third of the problem comes from our transportation sources. The rest comes from heavy industry and others.
Roll up your sleeves, get your hands a little dirty, make a difference, right? Clean up your environment.
Yet it's the interactions of life form that make our planet habitable. It's what makes our atmosphere. It's what makes our soil fertile. It's what makes us able to survive on this planet.
Welcome to another edition of Eco Talk, perhaps the final edition of Eco Talk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg, perhaps coming to an end of an era here, but we're going to stay tuned throughout the whole hour, and you'll find out more beyond today as far as Eco Talk's future. We are still bringing our faithful fans the news that matters most to them up to the last minute. First up, the League of Conservation Voters is ecstatic about Governor Bill Richardson's plan to battle climate change if he were elected president, if only. Some might say fat chance of that happening, but if the mainstream media were a little more concerned with concrete plans for our critical energy future than with the cost of a haircut or Lindsay Lohan's last escapades, well, the big guy from New Mexico might have a reasonable chance this political season. David Sandretti from League of Conservation Voters will tell us all about Governor Richardson's plan and why it just could work. Then we'll have our final tree hugger segment. Simran Sethi and Jacob Gordon have provided us with fresh, flavorful content each and every week, and we all need to savor this last one. We'll use our last 30 minutes of the program to focus on getting our country off fossil fuels. It's that important to all of us. A guest we've long wanted to have on the daily version of Eco Talk. He is Richard Heinberg, author of The Party Is Over and his latest work, The Oil Depletion Protocol. He'll offer his thoughts on the not quite shocking news that Exxon continues to fund global warming deniers despite their insistence to the contrary. Shawnee Hoover of the Expo's Exxon campaign will provide some humorous commentary. Lord knows we need that today, and help us ride off into the sunset in the Prius, of course. EcoTalk is committed to surviving and winning the war against eco-ignorance and denial. But for now, it just may be that the chapter is over, hopefully not the end. And we just ran out of gold bars to fund this effort to raise awareness about what we need to do to preserve our beautiful planet. So we think that's a crying shame, but we want to thank each and every one of you, our sponsors, our partners, our listeners, our PayPal donators, for all of your help in keeping us on the air this long. We hope to regroup, so keep those dollars coming. As long as they do, we will continue to work hard to land on another network, another station, hopefully one coming soon to you. Want to thank our last sponsor, PG&E. From renewable power to energy efficiency programs, Pacific Gas and Electric is planning for the future of energy. And you can visit them online at www.pgne.com. You can also visit us online. We'll continue to keep you updated on EcoTalk's progress to regroup at www.ecotalk.net. Want to welcome our first guest, David Sandretti. He is no stranger to politics. He is currently the communications director of the League of Conservation Voters. He's worked for Jim Jeffers, Barbara Boxer, Russ Feingold, and now we have some reaction to Governor Richardson's proposal to attack our energy and oil problems in a way that's a lot more proactive, including what to do about curbing greenhouse gas emissions. Thanks for standing by during that long introduction. Kind of a big day for us here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on, Betsy, and I got to tell you, I think you're going to be coming back better and stronger than ever.
Thank you. If there's any hope for this world, and if the nation's only daily green program can't survive, oh, then I don't hold out much hope for us. But I think it's going to be a whole new era with a little bit more sustainability behind us. I think we just might be back. So thank you for that vote of confidence. And
sure.
I think I'd vote for Bill Richardson today.
Well, clearly, Governor Richardson has put forward the strongest plan to date of any of the presidential candidates. He is calling for 90% reductions in greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2050. And that is stronger than even the current legislation, the strongest legislation in Congress today. And what's more important is he sets interim timetables as well. So by the year 2020, we're going to have significant reductions by then, too. So there are benchmarks along the way. He's also calling for the strongest renewable energy portfolio standard. He wants to see 30% of our electricity being generated by renewable sources, decreasing our dependence on fossil fuel, and moving. It's really revolutionary what he's proposing, and obviously There are other plans out there. You know, Senator Edwards has a very strong plan. You know, the four senators who are running for president on the Democratic side, Dodd, Biden, Obama, and Clinton, all have co-sponsored the Sanders-Boxer bill, which calls for 80% reductions by the year 2050.
That's from Bernie Sanders and Barbara Boxer, both of whom we've had on recently to talk about that.
There's movement, and most of these endorsements on the legislation just came in within the last week. So our program at the League of Conservation Voters, and theheatison.org, you can go to our site. You can check out, we have a detailed chart of where all the candidates stand, the Democrats and the Republicans stand on this issue. And I refer your listeners to check it out.
Okay, now, Richardson is calling for a 90% reduction in CO2 emissions by mid-century. That's definitely the most aggressive one I've heard yet. And he's even going beyond what the Apollo Alliance is saying, 20% to renewables by the year 2020. The Richardson plan calls for a national renewable electricity standard of 30% by 2020. Yeah. So is he, you know, pie in the sky, or is he realistic? I mean, as the former Secretary of Energy under the Clinton administration, he should know his stuff.
Well, he does have an amazing resume when it comes to these issues. He was Secretary of Energy, as you mentioned, under President Clinton. He knows how to what sort of energy future he wants to see for this country, and he likens it to the challenge that John F. Kennedy put to the nation by setting a man on the moon in 10 years. He didn't say in 50 years or 40 years. He said in 10 years we're going to put a man on the moon, and what Governor Richardson is saying, in 10 years we're going to have a renewable portfolio standard for electricity at 30%, which is clearly a great goal and something that the League of Conservation Voters can get behind.
Other than getting out of our entanglement in Iraq, and of course that's all connected to oil too, how important is the right energy policy at this critical juncture in our nation and planet's evolution?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. This is another point that Governor Richardson brings up. We are right now like Gulliver, being tied down by terrorists and dictators who we're paying to for our fossil fuel.
Kind of foolish, isn't it?
and Thomas Friedman, in the New York Times columnist, has said that we're paying for both sides in the war on terror.
That's right. That's right.
So clearly, these issues are not probably going to eclipse the war in Iraq as the number one issue in voters' minds when they go to the polls. But clearly, all of these issues are intertwined, and our dependence on fossil fuel needs to be broken.
And do any of the other candidates have a plan that has impressed you as much as this one so far?
Well,
and we're still early on.
Senator Edwards has a very strong plan. Senator Dodd has put forward a carbon tax, which is clearly something that we should consider. The whole cap and trade issue is something that we put the market to work in order to pick the technologies that move forward, the renewable technologies that move forward, investing in those technologies, there are a lot of plans out there, and we're not endorsing a candidate at this point, but clearly there's even Senator McCain on the Republican side has a bill that calls for an economy-wide look at how much greenhouse gases we're emitting into the atmosphere.
We have less than a minute, but quickly, a quick response to Obama's plan for coal gasification. Do you think that has merit?
Well, he's in an interesting position. He comes from a coal state, and he has endorsed coal to liquid technology. But he also said very strongly that he's not going to allow it to move forward without carbon sequestration. You have to capture the carbon in order to have this technology move forward. So that's very encouraging, too.
And we have to move forward to go to our commercial break. Thank you so much, David Sandretti from the League of Conservation Voters, commenting on Governor Bill Richardson's plan to reduce our CO2 emissions. It just could work, but we've got to elect him president first. A few things to do between now and then. Thank you. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to EcoTalk on the Air America Radio Network.